This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS,
Louisville. News on the hour.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. It's going to be another week before the Senate Labor Committee begins its confirmation hearings on the president's choice of Dr. Joyce Lynn Elders to be Surgeon General. More from ABC's Nancy Ambrose on Capitol Hill.
The committee statement says Elders' confirmation hearings are being postponed for a week to give members time to review bank documents that will, quote, clarify outstanding issues. Those outstanding issues include Elders' acceptance of a $550 a day consultant fee from the federal government at the same time she's receiving a salary as the director of Arkansas's Department of Health. Also, Elders' husband has admitted he didn't pay Social Security taxes for a nurse who cared for his mother. Conservatives who are critical of Elders' support for abortion say her finances must be looked into. Nancy Ambrose, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Hundreds of Missouri residents still living on a narrow peninsula between the swollen Mississippi and Missouri rivers have been ordered to leave because of a weakened levee. Residents of West Quincy, Missouri, are trying to save a levee that's weakened at a spot that protects the only bridge open on a 200-mile stretch of the Mississippi. Hundreds of people helping out in the Des Moines area have been getting shots to combat illness. ABC's Chuck Sievertson reports.
Tetanus or lockjaw can come from soil into a cut or a scratch. When dirt's in floodwater, there's a greater danger. Connie Mann and other nurses at Mercy Hospital have given about 300 tetanus shots in one day.
They should probably receive one if they've been in the floodwaters, and a lot of people have cuts from sandbagging and scratches and things, so yeah, they are concerned about that.
A tetanus shot builds antibodies in your system for about 10 years. The nurses say women complain less about getting the injection than men do. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, Des Moines.
In Los Angeles, a white supremacist plot to start a race war has been foiled with the arrest of 8 people. Federal authorities say the group had planned to bomb a black church, spray its members with machine gun fire, and kill Rodney King and other well-known blacks and Jews. You're listening to ABC News.
Hi, David Garner again, president of Connect Long Distance, with a promise and a challenge. If you're like me, you probably get bombarded by all those big boys ads on TV every night. You know, all those high-paid actors touting all those fancy long-distance calling programs. Well, at Connect, we don't have any high-paid actors, just me, with a simple promise. Savings of up to 20% off the big boys' rates, every minute of every hour of every day. Well, that's the promise. Now the challenge. If you run a small business that spends anywhere from $100 to $1,000 a month on long-distance, go and grab your last phone bill and call us at 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE. Right over the phone, we'll analyze your actual bill to show you your exact savings with Connect. We'll compare some of your calls or all of your calls if you like. Put us to the test. At Connect Long Distance, we'll show you how we can save you up to 20%. So call us at 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE. That's 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE.
Defense Secretary Les Aspin has personally delivered his report on gays in the military to President Clinton. But a senior administration official says it's going to be a while before Mr. Clinton unveils the new policy. A senior UN official plans to meet with U.S. officials and others in a few hours to make an urgent plea for more aid to Bosnia. ABC's John McQuethy tells us aid from other countries has been diminishing.
The UN has already been forced to cut daily rations in Bosnia from 25 ounces per person of pasta or flour to less than 16 ounces. 1 million people who live in besieged towns and cities are entirely dependent on that donated food. Now it's running out.
Correspondent McQuethy says the warehouses that used to overflow with donated food, fuel, and medicine are nearly empty. Pirates have reportedly fired hundreds of shots at a North Korean ship near Hong Kong, wounding some of the crewmen in an attempt to steal the ship's cargo. In Boston, a woman who claimed she found a hypodermic needle and syringe in a can of Pepsi has admitted in federal court that she made up the story. Senior Martinez will be sentenced in October. She could get up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. This is ABC News.
And this is Shelley Catherine, News Radio 84 WHAS. The attorneys on the victorious side in the Martha Sue DeGrella right to die case say the high court decision sends a clear message that Kentuckians who do not wish to be kept alive through life support systems must make their wishes known. The state high court has ruled that life support may be removed from DeGrella, who's been in a coma for 10 years. In deciding the state's first right to die case, the court said there was solid evidence that DeGrella did not want to continue life in a persistent vegetative state. State Attorney General Chris Gorman says while the right to die ruling states that each case must be considered individually, it does set a precedent for right to die cases. Gorman says the ruling means that if all interested parties agree that a comatose patient would want to die. A Jeffersontown man is being questioned about a hit-and-run fatality Thursday afternoon. Police say 50-year-old Michael King has not been charged in the incident. 28-year-old Thomas Miller died of multiple injuries at University Hospital. He was walking south on Dixie Highway and was hit from behind. Governor Jones toured flood areas in far western Kentucky Thursday and promised to seek immediate relief from the federal government. Jones spent several hours touring, viewing about 20,000 acres of flooded crops in Fulton, Hickman, Carlisle, and Ballard counties. Jones says he will send a telegram to President Clinton asking for federal disaster assistance for the farmers. The winning numbers in the Hoosier Lottery, the daily three numbers are 0, 3, and 9. The daily four numbers, 8, 9, 8, 9. And in the Kentucky Lottery, the pick three numbers are 6, 8, and 3. The pick numbers, 13, 15, 22, 26, 31, 37, 54, and 55.
This is meteorologist Chuck Taylor with the WHAS Color Radar weather forecast. This morning it will be mostly cloudy and humid with a few isolated thunderstorms around. Look for lows near 72. Today it's going to be cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight it will be mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. Lows will be near 72. On Saturday it should be partly sunny with scattered afternoon storms. The high will be near 90.
At 12:06 in downtown Louisville, we have mostly cloudy skies and 75 degrees at your official weather station. This is Shelley Catherine, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
I fought the law and the law won from 1966. Good morning. It's 12:11 on 84 WHAS. Joe Donovan with the All Night Show till 5 o'clock in the morning. And again, certainly our best to Milton Metz after many, many years in his time slot, 9 to midnight. What a pro, and certainly what a gentleman. What a neat guy. Well, we're glad that he's going to be around here with us for many years to come, yet we hope, doing his daily commentary at what is 7:40 and again 3:40 on WHAS. Maybe we can talk him into letting us run his commentary on the All Night Show as well. Huh? Why shouldn't we get to hear it, those of us that only have a chance to listen this hour of the night, that work these 11 to 7 hours? Anyway, welcome to our show. Some of you up late, to many it's Thursday night, to many of us Friday morning as we get into the weekend, or almost anyway. Joe Donovan till 5 in the morning. And our usual run of music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s till dawn, or close there too anyway. We'll open the phones tonight to get your comments on music and that kind of thing. Take a lot of those tonight. Trivia contests, a lot of them scheduled between now and 5, so come on in.
Joe Donovan, a friend you can depend on. 84 WHAS.
add spice in all things. Nice. Searchers, 1964 on WHAS 1215. Cloudy morning, 75 degrees. No, we're not going to be on storm watch this morning. Don't think so. Although, isolated thunderstorms in the forecast again from Chuck. We'll update you on that shortly. Boy Scout Troop 366, the annual yard sale coming up. Yard sale, flea market, craft sale. Going to be held Saturday, July 31st from 10 to 4 at St. Athanasius, 5915 Outer Loop. For information, call 969-6896 or you can call Elizabeth at 969-2193. Get into the odd and obscure file early this morning, the Fleetwoods.
Darling, hold my hand. Let me know that you understand that till I'm free from you.